Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Mike Pugh's here. Mike's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Mike's back. He's VP of Marketing for J2 Global Communications, and he's here to talk to us about something that's really important, especially for small business CEOs. Mike, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Great to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you back, Mike. You know, I like one of the thoughts that you were suggesting to me that we talk about, and that is, what would someone pay to get an hour back a day? I mean, what if they could open their hands up and we just drop a brand new shiny 64 minutes, anything they wanted to do with it? What would that be worth to them? We could probably get a pretty good auction going, couldn't we?
Yeah, the amazing thing is in the surveys that we've done, it's gone up to as much as $500 an hour. And, wow. And I know that that's probably, not all of us would really
some days maybe more, right?
Yeah, I think what happened is we probably asked those people on one of their rough days, and
right.
All of us have rough days, and it just shows that when you're really in a pinch, time is everything.
That's right. And it's the only thing we can't synthesize.
Exactly.
Everything
else, the only thing we can't make more of.
We've somehow figured out how to synthesize just about everything else, but not time. And that clock is always working against us. Time and tide, as they say. So talk to us about. But there are ways that we can get that hour back. Not create a new one, but get an existing one back. But even that will cost us something, right? In order to gain an hour, it is going to cost something, and it might even be money.
Yep. Well, I think the key is, and all of us remember this when we actually have the time to think, but making time is really about making choices. And when we get too harried, we start letting our work manage us instead of us managing our work. And if we can find ways to control those choices and make deliberate decisions about what we're going to do, it's amazing how fast we can flip over the time management crunch
right. To
not feeling like we have enough time, but to feel like time is a tool for us.
Right. Exactly.
I think that it follows on a number of things, both with people, with technology, with communications. I think one thing as a small business person that is one of the real keys that people get stuck on sometimes is trying to do everything ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
In the same survey that shows
it's
that
the,
some people
it's the
will
most,
to pay up to,
it's the biggest mistake. And the largest management crime a small business owner makes.
Absolutely, because if you look at those people who were said they were willing to pay $500 or even $250 or $100 to get that hour back,
right.
One of the ways they can actually do that is to periodically hire other people to help them, either with things that they don't enjoy, that come up infrequently, and thus somebody else can do it faster than they can.
Right.
But there are ways of delegating both to staff, to vendors, to contractors, all those kind of things, so you just don't try to do everything yourself.
And the reason why it's so hard, especially for young companies, is because day one, we did all those things.
Oh, yeah.
And then we hire somebody, and they only take, by the time we hire somebody, they only take some of those things off of us. Then we hire a second person, and they only take some of those things off of us. But then the business grows, and now there are new things to add to the job. And we just get to the point, and there's one other thing, Mike. Some of these jobs have to be done so perfectly, as in the way we do it, we just can't possibly imagine anybody else doing it.
Yeah, but that's one of those, again, that's one of those choices. You have to decide what has to be done perfectly and what has to be done perfectly and what doesn't.
Right.
And if you try to do everything perfectly, it's going to kill you.
Yeah. And that's the reason why I tell people, and this is, folks, you've heard me say this many times before on the show, especially as I sign off with you on any given day. But this is what I'm about to tell you is a way to get back that hour, and that is seek excellence, not perfection. If you can dial back from that mythical perfect thing you're seeking to just excellence, you can come closer to getting that hour back. What do you think, Mike?
Yep, and I think one of the myths, too, is a lot of people think if you get that hour back that you want to just goof around. And for some people, maybe goofing around is what they want to do with the hour. Some other people might want to work out. Some people might want to do more work if it's something that they're passionate about. But it's really about making those choices to let you focus your time where it really matters.
Well, here's what I'm trying to get people to focus on. I'm not trying to get them to goof off that hour. I want them to take that hour and spend it thinking about the CEO job.
Absolutely, because, and that's, again, and what I've seen is that be the CEO, it is about making decisions. It's not necessarily about doing everything. It's about being able to climb on top of the pile and see a little further than everybody else.
Right.
So that you can make the decisions to grow your business over time, not get stuck in the weeds.
Right. So empower your employees. Let them take over some of these jobs. I call it firing yourself from jobs you don't have to do and promoting yourself to jobs that only you can do.
That sounds like what a CEO would do.
Especially new jobs, new things.
Yep, absolutely. I think the next step is using technology. I think once you can figure out how to get some of the people that work for you to take on some of the load and to make your job the CEO job, not every job in the building, the next is to figure out how to use technology to make things be more streamlined. And from my perspective, our company is a specialist on using the cloud to make small businesses more productive. And I think that's one of the huge things you can do is you can stop relying upon hardware and software and really leverage the cloud to make things more streamlined, to make them more accessible to wherever you are, to make them more cost efficient. That's one of the keys. Once you get the people nailed, you got to work on the technology.
Well, now, and the reason is because if you buy the software, you got to make a software decision. But if you make your transaction in the cloud, now you're buying the application, right? You're buying the solution that fits your problem.
Yep, because if you buy the software, you got to order the software. They got to ship it to you. You need to install it. When there's a new version, you need to get the new version. You're constantly chasing. Whereas if you can move to the cloud, then you're essentially renting the service as you go. And every time there's an update, it happens seamlessly on the back end. And instead of buying something, you're just paying for the privilege of using it as long as you need to.
And if you need to move to another cloud application, you can do that.
You can do that. You can stop one day and you can start.
You don't have to own it or even lease it. You can rent it, can't you?
Yeah, and I think the beautiful thing about most of the cloud apps these days, whether they be for your mobile phone or for your computer, most of them have a 30-day trial.
Right.
So on most of these products, you can decide that you want to try something that it sounds like a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
And before you commit, you can actually use the product and make sure it fits.
Mike, give us that website, please.
Oh, www.j2.com.
J2.com. Check it out. Quick break. Back with Mike Pugh after these messages. He's going to help us get back some more of our day. Stay with us. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.